The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When it comes to mating, wild animals make their own rules. From lionesses of East Africa that mate with many males before ovulating and committing their eggs, to male walruses that joust for several female partners, the animal kingdom is truly the wild kingdom. Though such free animal love might appear lighthearted, survival and passing on genes are serious business in the animal world. If animals had personal ads, they would reveal a conflict between males and females. Males want to mate with as many females as possible with the goal of fertilizing the most eggs. Females are a little more selective, preferring to hook up with the best males to fertilize their eggs. One end result is polygyny, the most common mating strategy in the animal kingdom, in which males compete for access to a harem of breeding females. Sexual selection tends to favor adaptations that enhance reproductive success, including a large body size to boost success in pre-mating combat between males, and high sperm counts to up the chances of successful fertilization. By waiting on the sidelines during male-male jousting, the female can mate with the strongest male.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.